So let's get this special meeting of the Goshen Redevelopment Commission, February 21st meeting started. Tracy, would you please call the roll?
Brian Harper, Andrea Johnson.
Here.
Brian Kreider.
Here.
Thomas Shaw.
Here.
Vince Turner.
Thank you. We've got two items on the agenda today. The first one is Resolution 10-2019, which is approved purchase agreement for 65693 State Road 15. And I don't know if anybody wants to take that. There is an explanation by Mark Britson.
Yeah, there's a memo to kind of just to explain the purpose of acquiring this property. 65693 State Road 15. This has to do with the next phase of the Waterford Mills Parkway project and extending that parkway to the west. And then there's a design in the packet there, a preliminary layout showing a route showing that road extending to the west and up to the bridge on County Road 40, the existing bridge. And there was a meeting, and I was not at this meeting, and nobody from engineering is here, but with the county, Tom, you may have been at that meeting, where there was a city-county discussion about this road.
Yes.
And the
Darryl was there.
The alignment.
And Larry, were you there?
I'm usually there, but I don't think I was at that.
Yeah, Bodie was there, I believe.
So there's a concern that this current alignment may have to be altered and the road shifted slightly to the north, and if that's the case, then it's very likely that we may need additional right-of-way. We currently own four properties, and there's a map in your packet. On the west side of the road is four lots the city owns, and this proposal has to do with the fifth lot just to the north of those four, and which is a single-family home. That property is currently listed for sale. So we have negotiated a purchase agreement, and which is included in the packet, and that the purchase price, as described in this agreement, would be based on the average of two appraisals, not to exceed the price of $159,000, which is the current listing price. So we don't have the final number. And once we get the appraisals done, then the owner or the seller would have the option of, if it's below $159,000, they may want to consider whether they are ready to proceed or not. Obviously, would not exceed that amount based on our offer. That's just a general description of the property and why it's needed and how that agreement is structured. The agreement also is based on approval by the commission, so it's not valid until you approve it, and also I believe we'll have to have the council approve this acquisition as well. That's also one of the conditions.
Not the actual acquisition, but there are things in this that the council has to approve.
Okay. So any other questions anybody has?
Perhaps maybe as a reminder, the four other parcels were originally acquired for the overpass. The design got changed, that they weren't needed for that, but they ultimately were used for the staging area for the construction of that. So that's why those were originally acquired.
Well, and we used one for drainage, didn't we?
Probably. Yeah. I don't remember that specifically, but...
So this is the one that was under contract? Wasn't there somebody already interested in buying it?
There was. I don't... Darryl could make...
Okay.
So there is no other offer
pending
right now. Is that correct? No? Okay. And we would be doing inspection of the property just to verify everything, and more than likely we would do like we have with other properties. We would just rent it out for a while until we decide if we need the entire piece, or we may just need 20, 30 feet off of the back end of it. So that it may not be necessary to demolish the house.
Okay, so then will we just take what we needed off the back of it and resell the property?
Yeah. Okay. So we normally did that.
Yeah, sort of like we're doing with 102 Kircher Road.
Right, right.
Same process.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? Questions from the audience? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 10-2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any other questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 10-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no, and it passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 11-2019, which is approve and authorize execution of agreement between Redevelopment Commission and Goshen Theater, Inc.
We talked about this agreement quite a bit at the last meeting. There's two basic elements to this. One is the $850,000 that is committed to renovations of the theater, and there's a description of that scope of work that's attached to the agreement. And under the current proposal, half of that, or $425,000, is forgiven upon completion of that scope of work, and then $85,000 per year is forgiven for each year after the renovation work has been completed. And we also included a provision that the theater has to be maintained as a public venue open to the general public at least 51% of the time. And then the second aspect of that agreement is the relates to the $150,000 loan that was made a number of years ago to the theater board to purchase the theater. And under this, in terms of this agreement, we would release or forgive $30,000 per year of that loan after the phase one renovations are complete. And again, theater has to be maintained as a public venue and open to the public at least 51% of the time. So that was the main change that was talked about the last meeting, was the amount of time. I think it was originally 75%. Was mm-hmm. the time we changed that to 51%. I think the rest of the agreement was the same as what we presented at the last meeting.
That usage agreement is indefinite?
It's not quite indefinite, but okay. It's a long time.
Okay.
2026?
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like 2045.
2045?
It may be.
Okay.
It goes out for quite a while.
Okay, so we can, Is it 2045?
Yeah. I don't have that number in front of me. Yeah,
December 31st, 2045. Okay. And Everett Thomas is here, president of the board. If you have any questions for him, or Everett may have comments.
If you want to make comments, Everett, we'll be happy to hear them.
Well, first of all, Everett Thomas, chair of the board, and also co-chair with the capital campaign with JoJo of JoJo's Pretzels, Joanna King. We've been working at this for about 18 months. And when I was here last week, I apologized because I didn't know anything about the 75% or the 51%, so I couldn't figure out what y'all were talking about. But I also realized that there's some background to this match of the regional cities that I'd like to just talk about a little bit. You may remember 5 or 6 years ago, the state legislature had a tax amnesty for businesses that have not paid their taxes, and they got in a lot more money than they expected. And they set up the regional cities fund, and we have one here in northern Indiana that is wanting to give away their money, but they don't want to just give it with that some kind of local match. So they've agreed to pay for 20% of our construction budget, which is $4.2 million, if City of Goshen matches that. So 2 years ago or 3 years ago when we thought the commission committed to that, and then last year you put that $850 in your budget for 2019, we've been proceeding with our construction. Architects and DJ Construction as the contractor, and it's part of a mix of funding that was pretty complex to start with, but I can best illustrate it by showing you this pie chart that's on there. It shows what percentage of the total is what the association is giving. The largest amount of contributions for this capital campaign, did I only send you one?
Yeah, can you grab me one? Thanks.
Is more than $2 million in private donations from people in Goshen. So this it illustrates the extent to which we have support from the public here in Goshen. And then, of course, the Community Foundation of Elkhart County lit a fire under us about December of 2016 and said, if you raise $2 million in private donations, no government money, we can't count regional cities or what Redevelopment Commission gives, we'll match it with $1 million. We started working on that in August of 2017. They gave us a deadline of December 2017. We didn't quite get there. They gave us till March 31. We were at about $1.2 million. And an anonymous donor walked into Pete McCown's office at the Community Foundation with a check for $750,000. So that got us close enough to the $2 million that they gave us $1 million. Regional cities, based on the fact that the Redevelopment Commission had taken the action earlier and the action that you had to put this in your budget, has begun reimbursing us already. As I said, their reimbursement is contingent on the City of Goshen matching that. In case you would like to see some of the renderings of what we've been doing throughout these logs, and if you don't get a copy of our monthly newsletter, I would certainly like to get your email address so we can give that to you. But I'd be glad to answer any questions about this 2 or 3 year process if you have questions.
Construction scheduled to kick off in May.
DJ is in there already. They did some excavating in the basement to see where the elevator pit would go. Yes, we're waiting until after the Riverbend Film Festival, which ends May 4. So Monday, May 6, we would actually close the front part of the theater. We hope to be able to continue to let the church rent the auditorium, which is an important source of income for us during some of the construction because we're not going to do much in the auditorium.
Questions from the audience? Back to the commission, no questions. Oh, yes, there is a question.
Anna Lieb, I'm a business owner here in downtown Goshen. My business is called Blank Space. It's at 109 East Lincoln Avenue. And it's more, not so much a question. I have one brief comment or concern. But let me preface that first by saying I'm a great supporter of the theater project. I've been following the progression of this since it first landed on community ears, and I'm really excited about the possibilities that such a venue in town can present. I've sat on the task force for the Riverbend Film Festival, and as a business owner, I have benefited from collaborating on events that have been primarily hosted at the theater. Blank Space is a small meetings and events space that seats up to 40 people. Primarily, we make our money from renting out the space for private events. So I've been following with particular interest this question of the ratio that the theater might have between open to the public events and events that they might host for private corporate clients, weddings, parties, rehearsal dinners, what have you, because this is the main source of my business. As well. And so I suppose the one concern that I just would like to have on the public record is that as a for-profit entity working alongside or with a non-profit entity within the community, that the pricing structure that they would implement for said rental, prior rental events, would be in competition with the existing venues. And as a not-for-profit, that there wouldn't be incentives to undercut, say, pricing that already exists out there, because, you know, myself and those folks who run the Spawn Ballroom or even Bread and Chocolate over at the old Bag Factory have spent time thinking about how to run our businesses, how to bolster our bottom line to make sure that the business and our own selves are sustainable. And so how to compete with a not-for-profit that has different incentives is just something that's been on my mind. So I'm extremely supportive of the theater. I think this is a wonderful thing. And the little other voice on my other shoulder as a business owner says, oh, I really hope that we can all work competitively nicely to not undercut existing pricing structures and smaller businesses that just are trying to make a go of it as well. So that's all. I'm not quite sure if the Redevelopment Commission was the right venue to bring that forward, but I wasn't sure of another opportunity just to say that little piece. So thank you. That's all.
Well, thank you. We did talk about that at our last meeting a little bit, and I think they were Doug Nestle who did the financial planning, and Everett was here, but I think Doug was particularly aware of that situation. So, and Everett, if you care to respond to that, that's fine.
I appreciate, Anna, the concern, and I heard it last week also. Actually, we are concerned about that with more than just blank space. We know that the Ignition Garage has events. We know that there are other kinds of uses for the theater that are available elsewhere in town. One of the debates on the board is whether when we have a bar, we should have that. There were some people say we should have that be a regular bar business. I don't think we're going to do that because we don't want to compete with the bars that are downtown. We would like to believe that our niche is a little different than any other. We have a ballroom that will seat 150 people. That's a good bit larger than Blank Spaces does. I don't think we have any space that would be exactly at that 40-person mark. But to quote Adam Scharf from last week, a rising tide lifts all boats. And we see what the theater does is generating business for the restaurants, the businesses downtown, and it's been proven that the more of these kind of venues you have in a town, the more everybody profits from it. So we're sensitive to this concern about being a not-for-profit and providing competition to the for-profit, but we think in the long term it's going to be helping the entire culture downtown. That's our intent. And you can see who we are by the list of people that's on that newsletter that passed out.
So Adam didn't invent that saying, did he?
Actually, it's John F. Kennedy.
Oh, really? I thought it was Ben Franklin, but I don't know. It just sounds like something Ben would say, you know.
John F. Kennedy stole it from Ben Franklin, is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Any other questions from the audience? Back to the commission. Any comments or questions?
Yeah, I think I would be more comfortable in the 60 to 65% for 2 points. I totally agree with Blank Space, and I agree with that it will bring business to the downtown, but we're also missing business on the 95% of the other city venues that are not downtown. And the second thing is, too, is like this says right here, 20, I was figuring about 25% city-owned. I really believe the taxpayer needs to have more of an interest in it if we're going to give that kind of tax dollars to this project. So I would be more in that 60-65% range.
Okay, and that is talked about on what page in here?
Actually, I think it comes up more than once.
Page 2, 4.
And Page 33 is also, I think, addressed.
Okay, it is on page 2, item 4. And you say it's on page 3?
3.
And are those the only two places?
Well, there's a third place where you get into that issue, which is page 2, paragraph 5. But that is for the period of time between 2026 and 2045, which I don't see in the same light as the earlier time, which is primarily where the redevelopment money was going to be spent. The paragraph 5 was sort of added at the suggestion of the theater group itself, at least a member of the theater group. So I think 50% is appropriate there, even if you change it in those other areas, that would cover the period of time from construction to 2026.
Okay. Any thoughts on that? So your idea is to change where it says 51 to what number?
I'd like 60 or 65. I think the public needs to have as much opportunity to be in this venue if they're paying a good portion of 25% or 20% portion of. And I haven't seen any budgets or anything as far as future revenue compared to, you know, private and public events. So I'm just kind of gearing it on, you know, thinking at that large number. I think it should be passed, but I think we should look at that number and give the taxpayer as much opportunity to spend time in the theater as possible.
And originally, Larry, refresh my memory, what you had down there originally.
It was 75, and I just put that number in.
Right.
It wasn't based much on it. It was basically to cause some conversation, which it did.
Well, at the last meeting, and I cannot remember the woman who spoke about it, she was saying, she's the one that
Amber.
She said, numbers person, right? Okay, Amber. And she said, how are we calculating what 75% or 50% or how are we calculating that? How are we calculating that?
Well, how are we going to keep track of it?
Yeah.
Well, we probably aren't going to if it appears that it is being used frequently for the purposes that are listed in here. I think you're only going to start paying attention to it if there's a feeling that they're not meeting that requirement, and then you would sit down and actually identify what is being used for public and what's not. So, I mean, are we going to be the
right.
The police? No, we're not.
So. I wouldn't assume. I mean, I thought 75% was a little bit too much. I don't really have an issue with 60. I think that wouldn't be unreasonable.
Okay, by this 51%, it looks to me like what you consider a performance or show or concert, that would be, if it's open to the general public, that would be at no cost?
No. No? It's open to the general
public. Like a ticketed event. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So what we were trying to distinguish between is that kind of event and like a wedding party or something of that nature, maybe using
it. Specifically money-making corporate event or something
yeah, right.
like that. Where
okay.
Yeah.
But it could include free movies, which are free.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have any comments you care to make, Everett?
After last week's meeting, I was trying to think how many events we've had that are not open to the public, and I could think of three. I think we had a couple of corporate parties. Lippert rented it for their Christmas party. Edward D. Jones' agent rented it to show a free movie to his clients and their families. Now, those would be closed events. But everything else in the theater, including 3 days a week with the park department's dance classes, every Sunday morning the church, anything else that I can think of is open to the public. Church obviously would like to have anybody come in. The park department programs are open to the public. And then all of our concerts and shows, whether they're ticketed or you have to pay for it or not. So I don't think there's a problem with 60 or 65%. And I heard a couple of commission members last week saying they would like a little higher than 50%. So that strikes me as an appropriate compromise.
Okay. To do that, we would need a motion to amend on page 2, number 4, and number 5.
Well, not number 5 necessarily. That one is different because that only covers from 2026 to 2045. You can do that, but those are different issues. Whereas paragraph 4 on page 2 and paragraph 3 on page 3 are the issue that we've been discussing.
Okay. So we would then need a motion to amend on page 2, paragraph number 4, where 51% is in parentheses. We'd need that to say 60%. And on page 3, paragraph 3, where it says 51% in parentheses, we would need that to say 60%. Would that cover it, Larry?
Yeah, that would.
Okay, so we need a motion to that effect.
A motion to change page 2, 4 to 60%. And page 3 to
63,
is that correct?
Yeah.
3 to 60% as well.
Is there a second to that?
I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to make those changes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed say no. And that resolution is amended to that effect. So now we're back to the resolution as amended. Are there any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 11-2019 as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Any other questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 11-2019 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no, and that passes unanimously.
And as far as the commission... For your information, on March 12th, we will be addressing loan documents that allows us to be able to use TIP money to provide the money to the theater. And you will have your opportunity to read through those great documents, okay. Which I spent the last couple of days reviewing. But that will be in front of you on the 12th.
Okay.
And the timeline we currently have worked out is by March 22nd, we should have all the approvals in and the documents signed.
And immediately before the meeting on the March 12th, we have the Economic Development Commission, which is their first meeting in how many years? It's been
well,
a few.
You know, Goshen College updated something like 3 or 4 years ago, been funded 3 or 4 years.
And so it... 2:30, we schedule that meeting, and they have to. They're part of this approval process as well, so I could ever look that. And you'll be here for that meeting, too? Thank you.
Okay, we're at the point of the meeting, open forum, where we can discuss anything that wasn't on the agenda or anything that is pertinent to this commission. Is there anybody that cares to make any comments or has any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And again, our next meeting is March 12th. In this room, 3 o'clock.